Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. If you called in, stay on the line. We're working on it. Do not hang up. I will get to you eventually. But in this segment, I want to go to something that concerned me quite a bit. It concerned me quite a bit that just happened yesterday. Mitt Romney. I have a lot of respect for Mitt Romney. He's a conservative. I'm not, and I don't agree with him on a lot of issues. But the fact of the matter is that he's a guy with integrity, and he's voted twice to convict Donald Trump and remove him from office. And Mitt Romney came out and he said that, in his opinion, if Donald Trump were to seek the nomination in 2024, he would get it. This is Mitt Romney. Now, I had hoped, quite frankly, that Mitt Romney would run for the Republican nomination in 2024. I had hoped that, because if he were the nominee, I'm for Joe Biden 100%, but we'd have some insurance. If something took a bad bounce, you'd have somebody in there who believed in democracy and believed in the peaceful transition of power and was not a Trumper. But for Mitt Romney to say that, in his opinion, if Trump ran in 2024, he would get reelected, that is, in my view, devastating. And what it also does is, it does mirror the polls. It does mirror reality. It does mirror what's happening. In other words, something like 46% of people, when the question was asked of Republicans, if Trump left the Republican Party, started his own party, would you follow him or stay in the Republican Party? 46% said they would follow Trump. Something between 23 and 27% said they would stay in the Republican Party. In other words, about almost two-thirds would go with Trump. About one-third would stay in the Republican Party. The other 30 or whatever was left over were undecided, blah, blah, blah. And they usually split somewhere the way the principal poll was. There's a sea change going on in the Republican Party. And when Romney said that, I had hoped that the Republican Party would end up with Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Ben Sasse, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, and others, patriots, stalwarts, all good people who would have restored the Republican Party, as I remember it, because a party... It was a principled opposition conservative party. Sometimes it got in office, sometimes it didn't. It had some policies I disagreed with, some I agreed with. But basically, we had a two-party system, and it was a democracy. And if one side won, the other side would support him 100%. And in those days, a former president would never speak out against an incumbent president, like Trump is doing. Former president, even a candidate for president against an incumbent, the minute he left the shores of the United States, would present a united front and would not criticize the United States or the president abroad to foreigners. And that is all by the wayside. That is all by the wayside. So there you have it. It sounds to me like Mitt Romney will not run for the nomination in 2024. And you may say, look, Matt, my God, how obsessive are you? What is this, inside baseball, 2024? One guy just got... You can never plan too much. You can never think too much about the future of the country. And right now, first test is going to be 2022 and the primaries. Those are the first tests. See if the moderates get bumped off by the Trumpers. 7 out of the 10 Republican members of the House who voted to impeach Trump have primaries. Lisa Murkowski, the only senator who voted to convict Trump and is also up in 2022 in Alaska as a primary. If all of the moderate Republicans win, and you know what's really sad is They're not moderates. These people are conservatives. Is now moderate, apparently, to believe in democracy. It's now moderate to believe in the peaceful transition of power. It's now moderate to oppose conspiracy theories. It's now moderate to oppose an armed insurrection at the Capitol, the murder members of Congress to stop them from certifying an election. You're a moderate if you oppose that. You would have been called a patriot in the not too distant past. Dwight Eisenhower wouldn't have put up with that. Ronald Reagan wouldn't have put up with that. Neither one of the Bushes would have put up with that. And I think the Bushes were disastrous presidents, and Ronald Reagan did some things that were good and some things that were not. Dwight Eisenhower, in retrospect, looks like a saint. I mean, he integrated high schools in the South, stood up to the commie Ruskies. Give me a break. Give me a break. I need a break. I really do need a break. Oh, my God. Now we're going to go to Tucker Carlson. Just to make your morning, Tucker Carlson, just the guy you needed to think about. Tucker Carlson came out. He said that QAnon does not exist. QAnon does not exist. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois blasted him for saying it, but he said QAnon does not exist. He said the real problem, the real issue is the mainstream media. This is what Tucker Carlson says, is if Fox News is not the mainstream media, they have better ratings than the other cable television networks. But he talked about mainstream media. He's talking about the networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, over the air. And he's talking about the New York Times, the Washington Post, LA Times. And he says QAnon does not exist. People go, what do you mean it doesn't exist? Well, he said, I heard about it. I heard about it. And then I went online. They don't have a website. I heard about this Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's from QAnon. And I don't know. I didn't see that with her. What? You didn't see it with her? She's been stripped of her committee chairmanships in the House. What? You didn't hear about that either? Here's the deal. Why is he saying it? He knows it's false. This is an unremarkable guy with unremarkable talents who'd be marginally suited for any job market. But he is a niche. Remember something, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh made $100 million a year. Tucker Carlson is making tens of millions a year by saying this stuff. He's doing it for money. He knows it's a lie. He's doing it for money. What are people willing to do for money? Quite a bit, apparently. So he makes it up, and the more weird and extreme it is, fine with him. His pay stays solid. A guy like that, you think he'd make 20, 30 million a year or more if he did anything else? He'd be on unemployment comp. But this is what he gets for lying about QAnon. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.